Welcome to the Elijah Streams podcast. Our mission is to encourage you in your faith through a unique blend of patriotism and prophecy. And now, here's your host, Steve Schultz.
Hey everyone, welcome to Elijah Streams. Today is Wednesday, May 6th, 2026. I'm Kelsey O'Malley, filling in today for Steve Schultz. I am so very honored and excited to have Bobby Connor joining me. Anytime Bobby comes on the show, he shares so many Bible verses that if you try to count, you won't be able to, because there's just Bible verse after Bible verse. I love it. He really helps throw the seed of the Word of God so that it can implant into our hearts. And today is going to be discussing God's new day for God's new way, how there is a greater glory being released from God for this specific time we're in right now. But before Bobby comes on to join me, here's one of our water well spots showing you where your donations are going when you help us with our mission work here at Elijah Streams.
Did you ever imagine your gift could result in someone on the other side of the world praying for you? At every new water well in Uganda, something happens that most people never see. Before the first container is filled up, the community gathers. Hands are lifted and heads are bowed, and they begin thanking Jesus. Thanking him for water, for life, for remembering their village. But their prayers don't stop there. They begin praying for the people who made this well possible. They're praying for you. In these villages, water is a reason to stop and thank God. Because not long ago, families here were praying for this very thing. And what may have felt like a simple gift to you became an answered prayer for them. Donate online at ElijahStreams.com/donate or mail a check today to Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629, Albany, Oregon, 97321.
What a huge impact you're having on these precious families as you sow into this water well program. You can go online to ElijahStreams.com/donate and give today. And I just know that we are so thankful for your partnership and your help. And, you know, they are so thankful that they can go outside each and every day and not have to worry about dirty water anymore, that they can always have that security and peace knowing that clean water is just right there. So thank you again so much. May the Lord continue to bless you. I also want to encourage you to join this incredible trip to Uganda. It's going to be dedicating the 1,000th water well. And there's going to be amazing people on that trip. Stephen Doreen, Mike and Lori Sally, Yvonne and Mina, Michael Wilhelm. It's going to be excellent. October 15th through the 26th, 2026 in Uganda. You can go to ElijahStreams.com/events to sign up. And I know you'll get to see those precious little faces in person and hug and love on them and minister and be used by God. So if you're interested in going on this missions trip, please visit ElijahStreams.com/events and sign up today. You will definitely not come back the same, that's for sure. I'm super, super thrilled to be having my guest on the program today. He's the founder of Eagles View Ministry. He has traveled to so many nations for over 50 years sharing the gospel. He has shared prophetic words where people said, there's no way that could ever happen. And yet God fulfilled prophetic word after prophetic word. He's an author. He's written the book called The Shepherd's Rod, year after year, as God shows him what's to come for the following year. And time again, we've read through The Shepherd's Rod and seen that God does not let what he shares fall to the ground, that does come to pass. And I'll never forget in Bobby's 2020 Shepherd's Rod, he talked about pestilence and sickness coming, and then we all know what happens. So praise be to God that he lets the prophets know what's coming so we can pray. We don't have to be in fear. We know God has a plan through all things that happen on the earth. So please help me welcome my guest today, Bobby Connor. Hey, Bobby, welcome back again. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
I am delighted to be here. What a day to be alive. These are some of the most exciting days. They really are. They're transitional days, and we're going to go from the ordinary to the extraordinary. And I'll tell you what, we're going to see mighty miracles on a level we've never seen in our life. The Bible says multitudes, that's a bunch, multitudes believed on him when they saw the miracles he did. So there's a key right there. God's going to bring such a supernatural anointing upon the body of Christ, and souls are going to be saved, bodies are going to be healed, and it's amazing. God wants to show up and show off. And I'll tell you, it says multitudes believed on him when they saw the miracles he did. And God is a miracle-working God, and he wants to use you. There's some verses in the Bible. If they wasn't in the Bible, I'd never believe them. Here's a verse. Jesus said, "These works that I do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." That's amazing. Now, Jesus is not, he's not exaggerating that one bit. We'll be able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even dare to imagine. So we're going to jerk the lids of limitation off, and we're going to say, "Oh God, do use me to do anything you want to be done. Here I am. I'm willing and I'm able." And the Bible says, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart." You will find rest for your souls. And that's so important. A lot of people, they're going, "Oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do." We're supposed to win the world. We're supposed to arise and shine and let our light be seen. I like that. Arise. It says in the Bible, it says, "Arise from the prostration and circumstances events have brought you into." Listen, what we got to do is look past all of the anarchy and all of the crazy things and focus on the Lord. That will keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. It says, "Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And I'm telling you guys, we don't have to have a nervous breakdown. We don't have to have this or that. We just focus on him. And I'll tell you, in his presence is what? Fullness of joy. And the Bible said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. So what we've got to do, we got to get back into the word. And let the word get into us. Thy word was found, and I did consume them, and they were rejoicing of my heart. And I love studying the Bible. And let me give you a hint on the best way to study the Bible. People ask me, "Well, Bobby, how do you study the Bible?" Well, don't wait till bedtime. Early in the morning, get up while your mind is straight and is clear, and seek him. Get in the quietest room of your house. Matthew 6, verse 6 said, if you're going to seek the Lord, get in the quietest room of your house and shut the door. That's what we got to do. We've got to learn how to get into the presence of God and get focused on him. And I love that. Isaiah says, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. And
what a promise.
What the battle is for our mind. The devil is always going to try to disturb you, distract you. But listen, you're going to push all that away. I'll have nothing to do with this. I'm going to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. I'm going to listen to him. And the Bible says, my sheep, that's us, hear my voice, and they follow me. And it says they won't follow any other voice. I like that, don't you? And we've got to learn to hear the voice of God and receive the voice of God. And you learn that by spending time with him. Get into his word. Let his word get into you. And it's almost like cheating, because the author of the word lives in you. So he can guide you into all the truth. And that's what the Bible says. Jesus said the Holy Spirit, he's not going to speak on his own behalf, but he's going to speak on what Jesus has him to say. And he's really talking to you. And so that's what we've got to do. We've got to come out from among the world and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. He said, I will be your God and you will be my sons and daughters, declares the Lord. One of the things that is absolutely essential, it's not extra, it's essential, holiness. Pursue peace and holiness, for without holiness, no person will see the Lord. You say, oh man, I got some issues. What we got to do now, we got to quit making excuses for our sins and start confessing our sins. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I'm telling you, God loves us, and God's plans for us are absolutely marvelous. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know my thoughts. I think towards you, declares the Lord. Thoughts of your success, not your failure. My intention is to bring you to a good end, not a dismal demise. And so God's plans for us are good. And he wants us to really get involved in it. Arise, you saints, and all the shields, because the deadly foe is at the gate. That's what's in the Bible. Arise and shine. We got to all the shields. You say, well, Bobby, what shield should we all first? I think the shield of faith, taking the shield of faith, whereby you might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I'm telling you, God would never call us to a task without releasing a touch. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
If he wants us to do something, he'll empower us to do it. If we'll study and show ourselves approved unto God. Well, one of the things the Lord told me one time years ago when I was just starting going all over the earth preaching, and the Lord told me, said, Bobby, one of the greatest sins that a preacher can do is take the gifts that I've given to win people to him and use those gifts to win people to themselves. He said, that's the best form of spiritual treason. And that's something, isn't it? So what we've got to understand is we can't do a single thing, but through him and in him and by him, we can do all things. I can do what? All things, how? Through him who infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiencies. And I've seen Christ come through in so many ways and so many things. It's amazing. Sometimes out of my mouth will pop something, and I'll go, where in the world did that come from? Can I give you a little illustration of it? We were having a healing meeting. I preached, and we were having a healing meeting, and they rolled this little lady up. Oh, Lord. She was just a little crisp of a lady. She was real crippled and very gnarled and couldn't walk and was just all humped up like this, and was just a terrible, terrible situation she was in. And I looked down at her, and the Lord said, I have a word for her. So I said to her, ma'am, the Lord has a word for you. And I'm waiting for the word. And here's what he said. He said, you tell her this is not her destiny, that one day she's going to be so healed she can kick her leg as high as a one of these rocket girls in New York. I thought, what? I don't want to tell her if she's going to kick her leg up as high as a rocket girl. And guess what happened? Several months later, I go through there. She comes rolling up. She gets up out of the wheelchair and threw her leg up nearly as high as my head and sat
Praise
down.
God.
And, well, God did it. You know, listen, he can do anything. He raises the dead. Man, I tell you what, sometimes we've got to realize he can do anything. And all we are, we're just the conduit. We're just the line that lets the power flow in us. One time my wife and I were in a meeting, and oh, man. The power of God was moving, and I screamed, God's power is here to heal, and I'm in it. And all of a sudden, I, out of the peripheral vision, I saw something standing by me. And he didn't even look like a human. He looked like some kind of alien. His face was dropped down. His eyes were not in their sockets like they should be. And, oh, man, pitiful looking little boy. Never seen anything in my life like it. And I thought, oh, Lord. And I said to him, do you believe that God can heal you? And he rolled his eye up like that. And he said, I'm down here, ain't I? And God said, that'll be the best answer you ever got. God healed this young man, rearranged his face. And it's amazing. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. And that's what we got to do. We got to volunteer as workers. And so I want you to, one of the things that God's going to do, I tell you, is this is the shepherd tribe. And this is talking about embracing God's greater glory. The Bible said, and the whole earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. I love that, but that's not the best thing. The whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. It's good to have the knowledge of the glory of God, but it's better to have the glory of God. And we're going through studying the knowledge of the glory of God, and now we're moving into greater glory. Oh, boy, greater glory. This is the season of beholding the knowledge of God's glory. And we've got to get into the knowledge of God's glory so we can get into the glory of God. And the glory of God is absolutely wonderful, and it's for us. And we're going to have a time for greater glory. And that's what happened at the shepherd's rod. And for 31 years, Bob Jones, he's in heaven watching this program today. He really is. He's in the cloud of witnesses, and he can watch what's going on the earth. Pretty amazing, but he always has been amazing to me. People say, how'd you meet Bob Jones? I met him three times in a vision before I ever met him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing. God used him like you couldn't imagine. We went all over the place, but we did those shepherd's rods, and we made a covenant. We'd never talk about one another's shepherd's rod till both of them were in print. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. But we've got to get into this glory of God. And this time, the Lord waited, and he did. He opened up the volume of the shepherd's rod way before the usual time. And I think he did that because he knew it was going to take so long to write that big of a book. And boy, I'm telling you, the greater glory is here. And we have got to really get into what God has got us on the earth to do. And that's to be world changers. We're to arise and let our light shine. And we've got to be bold and brave and very courageous. And I love that, don't you? Joshua 1:9 said, the word of the book shall not depart, the word of the Bible shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night, and it'll guarantee you overwhelming success. I like that in Joshua 1:9. It says, be bold, be brave, be very courageous. Go do what you're called and commissioned to do, because you're not going by yourself. So I want to encourage those that are watching and can get the shepherd's rod. You can look on our webpage and find out how to order it. They'll ship it right to you. And I'm telling you, shepherd's rod, embracing God's greater glory. This is a season of beholding the knowledge of the glory of God and the glory of God. And he wants you to walk in his glory. And I'm telling you, we need to arise and shine. One of my favorite verses right now is Psalms 84:11. Listen to it. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord God bestows present grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those that are walking upright. That's Psalms 84:11. I like that. We gotta walk the walk so we can get these rewards. I like that. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows present day favor, future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. I like the favor of God, don't you? And that's what God's going to do. He's going to saturate his people with the favor of God. Here's my wife, Carolyn. She wants us to, okay. Now, this is one about holy hunger and the shepherd's rod. We got to hunger after the things of God. And that's what we got to do. We got to say, well, God, speak. It says, like the little desert deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. And so here's some of the words about the shepherd's rod. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, but whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Mm-hmm. Boy, we got to get in there, and we've got to consume the Lord and become more and more like him. And I'm telling you, it's very important. Come, everyone who thirsts, and come to the waters. Isaiah 55:1. I'll tell you, God wants us to get into the things of God more than we want to get into them. We've got to realize God has got a special thing for those that seek him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he's near. And boy, I'm telling you, you say, well, Bobby, how do I call upon the name of the Lord? Well, you can talk, can't you? And you could call upon the Lord even if you couldn't talk. He knows the thoughts of our heart. He knows, he knows the thoughts of our mind. And he really does want to answer your prayers. He's a prayer answering God. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. The Bible said seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he's near. And it's very, very important. But I want you to get into the shepherd's rod and let the shepherd's rod get into you. It's pretty amazing.
Now, Bobby, when you talk about greater glory, and I know the Lord's really been saying that to you, time to embrace a greater glory. Did he show you anything about the coming greater glory? Is it more of his presence around us and his weight, or is it greater miracles? What will it look like?
Yeah, it's going to, the hunger of God is going to come upon us. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And that's what's going to happen. There's been a real battle against churches, against preachers, against believers. And we've got to take a stand now. And we're going to take a stand of holiness. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We've got to be holy.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Streams podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahStreams.com/give.
And you say, well, Bobby, no, we got to get rid of all the sin. Come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I will be your God. You will be my servants, declares the Lord. And so we've got to clean up our act, hadn't we? We really do. And then as we clean up our act and we get ourselves righteous and holy, that's when he'll start occupying us. He'll bring us from one level to the next. And I love that. And I'm telling you what, You'll never stagnate if you're hungry for the things of God. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if you're hungry and desperate, he'll make a way. He'll make a way. And I'm
how do you get hungry? Let's say, Bobby, you were, when you first got saved, you really desired to know the Lord and you read your Bible every day, but then it's just like that hunger. I've heard people say, Bobby, I just can't find that hunger. I just can't have it. What would you say to them if they said that to you?
Yeah. Get back into the promises of God. The promises of God are yes, 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 and amen. And so God won't lie. It is impossible for him to lie. And get into the word of God and find out his promises. Oh, man, it's amazing. The promises of God. And God will not lie, and he will not go back on his word. And so get in there, and what you've got to do is start putting yourself in their place, you know, and say, if God spoke to Paul, he can speak to Bobby. If God spoke to John, he can speak to anybody. He wants to speak to us. And one of the things we've got to do is get into a quiet place, shut the door, and just say, Lord, speak. Your servants are listening. And that's what it said. He said, John 10:3, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They turn away from other voices because they don't know that one. And so what we've got to do is take time listening to the voice of God. And see, Carolyn and I have been married all these years. If she calls me and I go, who is this? Oh, see, I can tell whether she's happy or sad just by the cadence of the voice. And that's the way it is with the Lord. We need to get so in tune and in touch with him that we know it's his voice. And I'm telling you, spend time with him. That's how you get to know anybody, isn't it? You spend time with him. That's what we got to do. We got to come into his presence. And I'm telling you, coming to his presence with a clean heart and with hunger. And listen, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. It said, as a little desert deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee. Mm-hmm. So that's what we got to do. We have got to start saying, oh, God, I want you to create that hunger. I want you to create that thirst. And boy, it'll happen. He wants to walk with you. He wants you to be filled with his love and his grace and his mercy. And I'm telling you, it's unfathomable. One of the things God's going to do in this greater glory season, he's going to jerk off the lids of limitation. And he's going to show us through him and by him and in him, we can do all things. I like what it says, Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiencies. So isn't it great? So hunger, that's the number one thing. And get into the word of God. And let it, instead of just saying, oh, well, no, let it speak to you. Now, anything that's in there is for us. All scripture is given by the pneuma, the breath of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness, that the man and woman of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good work. So that's why we got to get back into the word. And I'm telling you, the devil will do everything he can to keep you out of the word. God's calling you. And my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I'll tell you what, that's the best thing in the world. And the night I got saved, the Lord said, I'm sending you around the whole world with the gospel. And guess what I said? Fat chance. That's Texas for no way. But he meant it.
You were wrong, Bobby. He was right.
Wrong again, Bobby. Oh, man. And I'm telling you, he'll put you in situations and circumstances that you would never dreamed of going. And boy, fraud happens. And we've seen people in foreign countries, the dead raised, and miracles happen. And I wouldn't have gone there, if I just said, no.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if God calls you there, he'll go there with you. He really will.
And yes, amen. And he'll protect you, because I know part of the promises of God, we think of Psalm 91, right? Where he keeps us and protects us. And has there been any times, Bobby, in your life where you can know 100% for sure that was God protecting you from something not good?
Yeah, we've been in war zones. He said, I want you to go to the Philippines for a crusade. I thought he meant crusade like Indiana, but he meant a crusade like Indiana Jones. I get over there, and they fly me out in a helicopter into the jungle, and they're in a full-blown war. And the Lord said, I want you to preach. I said, to who? And these, so I started preaching, and these warriors came out of the jungle and threw down AK-47s. They were higher than my knees were. And I'll tell you what, God brought me into this war zone, and we got to see people saved, people healed. It's amazing. See, I would have never went on my own, but I ended up over there because that's where God put me. And man, we saw miracles happen. We were going up a volcano trail, and a big old guy jumps out in the trail, and he's beating his chest, and he's pointing at me and pointing up like that. And I said to a guy, I said, "What does he want?" He said, "He wants us to follow him." So I turned and was following him, and he called his wife out of a hut built up in a tree. And his wife had a dead baby hanging onto her breast, dead, just purple. And this guy, there was one guy that spoke their language, and he was with me, and this guy was, you know, just jabbering. I said, "What is it? What is it?" He said, "He wants to know if this God that you talk about can give life back to his baby." And I said out of my mouth, as bold as a lion, "God can do anything." And I'm telling you, so we left. And we're coming back down the volcano trail at the next day. And this guy jumps out in the middle of the trail, and he's beating himself in the chest and throwing his arms up like this. And the Lord had healed this little baby. The wife walks out, and the little baby's perfectly, everything was well. And this guy gives his heart and his life to Jesus, and I baptize him in a volcano stream coming down the side of the mountain.
See,
if we hadn't have been there, the baby probably wouldn't got resurrected, but I'm telling we got to just obey God if he tells us to go somewhere. But the best thing to do is don't go unless he tells you, honestly. If he tells you to go to a certain place, he'll go with you.
Now, have you ever, the Bible talks about that angels, will protect us. Yeah. You know, the scripture talks about, so you won't dash your foot, you know, the angels will catch you, protect you. Have you ever seen angelic activity? Is there a type of angelic protection, or is that your guardian angel?
Yeah. That angels are with us. They do protect us. Psalms 91, they encamp around about us. And the word encamp around about us is they set up a perimeter, a military term. And listen, most of us would be dead or mangled if it was not for angels. I wrote a whole book about heaven's hosts, the faithful and the fallen. And most of us would be dead if it had not been for angelic involvement. And boy, we watched him. One time there was a man in he was very hostile, and he had a fence post, a cedar fence post, and he's swinging it at my head. And the Lord had told me, there's a story behind all this, but I jerked this guy off. He had been harassing his grandmother and his grandfather, and he was perverted and all this. And I get there, and he had shoved his grandmother and granddaddy away. And man, I was angry. I threw him off the bed and wrapped him up in a curtain. And so I get back to my office, and I sit down at my office, and the distance of the Lord was just away from me. I said, "Lord, what is it?" He said, I don't like what you did." I said, "Lord, you saw what he did to his grandparents." He said, "No, the way you did what you did." And he said, "I want you to go up there now, and I want you to confront him, but I want you to confront him out of love." Just talk about this naked maniac guy. And I thought, "Oh no." I said, "Well, he'll hit me in the head with a post." Anyway, I start up there after, and I'm not coming at him in a defensive way. Walk right up to him, and you've never seen fear in anybody's eyes. And he's like that. And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "Don't you see him? Don't you see your protector?" And an angel had got between me and him. And he could see the angel. God will keep you in circumstances and situations. Is that right? All right.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
That you were sent to a war zone. I was, wasn't it? Oh,
now,
Lord.
Bobby, do you believe when God has like an assignment on your life? I'm thinking about the president. We know that he's assigned him to be there in the office for right now. We know there's been multiple attempts on his life, but yet none of them come to fruition. I mean, one striking in the ear. I mean, was that angelic intervention or?
3 days, 3 days before he was shot in the ear, the Lord said, "I want you to send a word to the White House." And at that time, some friends that could get in and out of the White House and share words. And the Lord said, I want you to send Donald Trump this word. The Lord is with me as a dread champion. Therefore, my persecutors will not prevail. They're going to have eternal shame. And that's what happened. Remember, they tried to shoot and shot him, one little click of his head. I'm telling you, we better watch it now. These people that are making fun and mocking the president, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my servants no harm. He means that. He said, Bobby, you better tell these people that's not just for the preachers and not just. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is chosen by God to lead the nation. And I'm telling you, touch not my anointed and do my servants no harm. And I'll tell you what, we better be on our face. These people mocking and belittling the president, it just shows their how far away they are from really understanding the will of God and the ways of God. And we better be thankful. I personally believe that there would have been a nuclear bomb tossed into America if he had not attacked and shut that thing down. I believe that they would have attacked America, and I believe we would be under nuclear problems.
Wow. Bobby, what about the coming rededication of America? How important is that spiritually?
Yeah, it's really important. We got to not forget our ancestors, not forget the birth of the nation. And we got to get back to believing the Bible. And boy, if you really look into the Bible, the founders of the nation, they were believing people. But isn't it a shame some of the mockery that happens and all? It's awful, but we better clean it up and pray for the safety for our president, pray for our nation. But God's going to help us, and He's going to come. He's going to get us through this thing, in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important, like you said, to get back into the Word of God and understand the Word of God. And we see all throughout, you know, the Word, when people turn away and go towards false idols, things don't go well for them.
Boy, it doesn't. There's a way that seems right unto man. The ends of that ways is the ways of death and destruction. God's ways, here's one of the things we've got to do. It's time to arise and shine and advance into God's greater glory. We've got to shake off the dust and shake off the shame and put our focus on the Lord. And we got to arise and shine. I like that. And I love to see God move with people. And I used to preach a lot in nursing homes. Oh, okay. Man. Yeah, we'd have some times that God raised a lady from the dead. Pretty accidental, honestly. But anyway, I just leaned over and I was praying for her. And she resurrected from the dead, jerked me down by the face, and started prophesying to me. And it's pretty amazing. What do you want me to do? Carolyn's over here. She's trying to say, you ought to talk about the wisdom walk with God. That's really true. See, I'd 40 something days. I've been working night and day on a book I was writing. And so I get to the office, and the Lord said, I turned to go, and the Lord said, Bobby, I have a mission for you. I said, okay, you have a mission for me. And then he said, yes. I said, what is it? He said, I want you to write a book. I said, oh, master, I just spent 40 something days writing a book. And here's what he said. He said, no. He said, I want you to write a book about wisdom walking in the wisdom of God. And then here's what he said. If you will write it, I'll send it around the whole world. And it's this book right here, the embarking on the journey of holiness for the kingdom and the understanding of the true divine wisdom of God. That's what we got to do. We've got to walk in the wisdom of God. And I'm telling you, it's amazing, man. God wants to give us a boldness encouraged by the word of God. Thy word was found, and it was a rejoicing in my heart, and it'll bring forth strength to us. The word will. It'll give us strength. So anyway.
And do you know, Bobby, when God's giving you wisdom, is there a way to know the difference between like worldly wisdom and godly wisdom?
Yeah. Mainly, if it's God giving you real wisdom, it'll be divine, and you'll know. That wasn't me, you know. I couldn't call it that, but it is amazing, though. It's pretty crazy. And sometimes God will give you a word for someone that means absolutely nothing to you, but it means everything to them. And thy word have I hid my heart that I might not sin against thee. One time I was in Seattle, and there was a guy standing back. He was in the back of the place there. And I said, "Sir, stand out in the aisle." And I'd never given anybody on earth a clue about investments.
And okay.
I started quoting investment things to this guy. And I said to him, "I hope that makes sense to you." And he downed his head like that and sat down. And several months later, we interchanged, and he said, "I just want to connect with you and let you know that word you gave me was very fruitful." I said, "What word was that?" He said, "When you told me about these investments," I said, "just to be honest, I've never told any human being on earth about an investment, but
wow.
I did it." And wow. it revitalized his whole business and company.
Oh,
it's pretty
goodness.
Crazy, isn't it? I'm telling you. Carolyn, you've seen some of that, haven't you? And I'm telling you, when God tells you to say something, we need to say it. And whether it makes sense to us or not.
But, and do you believe reading Proverbs? Like I know a lot of great men and women of God that they read Proverbs all the time, and I'm like, they are so wise. And I think it's because they're studying that book. Is that a book that's really God will place on your heart when He's wanting you to grow in wisdom?
Look for answers in the Word of God. Ask God for the question that He wants you to deal with, and then find it in the Word of God. And boy, His Word is full of answers. And we got to get into the Word of God and let the Word of God get into us and start becoming a doer of the Word and not just a mere hearer. The book of James says it's not enough just to hear. We got to become doers of the Word. And the Word of God is really powerful. And it's something. But the walk of wisdom, and you say, it's not human wisdom, it's divine wisdom. And it's very important, the beginning of divine wisdom. And there's no one wiser than the Lord. I'll tell you what, we have got to get into the truth.
Yeah.
Thy word was found and I did consume it, and it was the rejoicing of my heart, the Bible says. And what we got to do now is to not get so busy with the affairs of the world till we leave the Lord out of our life. We got to say, I want to spend time with you. If we spend time with Him, it'll be very fruitful with the ministries that we go into. It's pretty wild.
Do you believe one of the main, a big assignment, at least right now, from the enemy, one of the big ways he tears, believers apart from God is distraction through media and through like all the technology we have, Bobby? Everything is, even refrigerators have TVs on them now, seriously.
It is crazy, isn't it? But that's what it is. It's a mockery, and it's been used of the devil in a lot of different ways to sow discord. And Christians shouldn't be into that. We shouldn't buy into discord. We need to stand up for truth and take a stand and be bold and brave. And if we don't do it, who will? It says, "Arise, you princes, and all the shields, for the deadly foe is at the gate. Arise, you princes, and all the shields," because it's time for us to take a bold stand. It's time to be bold and brave and very courageous. And that's why a ministry like Elijah Stream is so important, to keep people energized and focused on the Lord, because more of the devil's out there going, if you're such a man, you're going. I'm telling you, listen, God raises the dead. He still does today what He did 2,000 years ago. But He's looking for people, for men, women, and boys and girls that'll operate in His anointing. It's the wildest thing, man.
Help Elijah Streams continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making Elijah Streams and the Elijah Streams podcast possible. Visit ElijahStreams.com/give and become a partner today.
Have you been praying anything specific lately, Bobby? Like, has the Lord been placing anything even within our nation or anything heavy lately upon your heart where you've been really praying into that and focusing in prayer?
I'm praying that God will publicly bring these comics, these men and women that find it so easy to blaspheme. Actually, they're blaspheming God when they're poking at God's servant. But I want to see God just bring them to their knees, where they just, we can't let them be the spokesmen for our country. Our country's bigger and better than that.
Yeah.
And so we got to pray that these guys will come to their senses and these networks will stop all of that. That just say, we don't put you there to be a mockery. But boy, I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised. People go, well, brother so-and-so said this. We better tell the truth about the truth. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
we got
yes.
to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the Bible is in there and taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we got to do battle against the enemy. Mm-hmm. And we got to resist the devil and he'll flee. Draw near to God and God will draw near to us.
So. And Bobby, when you talk about the season of a new day in a new way,
yeah,
what is the new day? What does that look like? And how do we step into that new way season? Because it takes us to say yes, right?
Yeah, it takes a resounding yes, Lord. I'll do anything you ask me to do. Here am I, Lord, send me. And mm-hmm. boy, it's going to be a new day for a new way. And God is going to activate us. He's going to move us from the sideline to the front line. And I told you there's coming a great, great move of evangelism, but it's going to happen by signs and wonders and miracles. And God's mm-hmm. going to come on the people of God in such a dimension that people's legs are going to grow out, their eyes are going to pop in the sockets. It's amazing. I got caught up into a warehouse years ago, a big old warehouse, never seen anything like it. And it was just sky high. And I got to looking, and there was legs, arms, eyes, hands, all stockpiled in this big barn-looking thing. I said, God, what in the world is that? He said, it's what you can have if you'll believe me for it. I mean, wow. He said, there'll be a day when these army men and women walk in with an arm gone and a leg gone. You pull down one and and they walk out leaping and jumping and praising the Lord. And so the stuff is there if we'll just believe God for it. And I'm telling you, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask or even dare to imagine. So listen, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
We're not going to ask too many things that are so big that, no, ask of me and I'll give you the nations, God said. And I think that's one of the reasons that God will use me. I'll try to do to the best of my ability whatever he asks me to do. And sometimes I've thought, oh, Lord. But listen, if he asks you to do it, do it. And let the results come from him. And people go, how'd you know that was going to happen? The Lord tells me stuff. In one of the shepherd's rods here about the unraveling. Here it is, this division about the war that was just fixing to take place. This is before it took place. And this is a timely vision of an upcoming unveiling, unraveling. That's what I was sitting in my chair, and all of a sudden my head dodged over like that. And the Lord said, there's going to come an unraveling. And I told Carolyn, I said, there's going to come an unraveling of this guy's turban. And it's going to be very, very noticeable. And he's going to try to rewind it, and it's going to get worse. And it was Iran. I wrote about it, wrote his name down. And
wow.
Isn't that from a prophetic word? On Monday night, November 11th, 2024, 1 month after Yom Kippur, my wife Carolyn and I were at home in Moravian Falls, North Carolina, getting settled in after a busy, productive day. At approximately 8:45 p.m., while I was seated in my recliner, I gently closed my eyes. I immediately entered a trance-like state that I wasn't quite fully awake, nor was I asleep. The very next thing I saw was a vision of the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran. I could see that his turban was unraveling.
Yeah.
He was trying to ravel it back up, and it was growing worse and worse. And that's the day before the war started. Isn't that something?
Yeah. 15 months later,
15 months later the war started. But
wow.
I'm telling you, God said, surely he won't do anything without first revealing
what
he's going to do to the servants of prophets. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to start heralding out to the people what God's going to do. And one thing he wants the people to do is to quit thinking they're not qualified to do. Listen, your qualifier lives in you. Greater Amen. Is he in you than he that's in the world. You're more than a conqueror. Listen, all things are possible to those that believe. And we got to take the lids of limitation off and find it in the Bible and say, God, your word says. And boy, I'll tell you, he'll honor his word. Forever, oh God, that word is settled. The grass withers, the flower fades, but what the word of our God will stand forever. See, the word of God is not, this is right here, this is the Bible, but it's not print on paper, it's a person. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And so get into the word. And boy, I'll tell you what, hunger and thirst after the word of God. And I'm telling you, if you're hungry for God, God will feed you. If you're desperate for God, God will console you. He's a very present help. Aren't you glad he's not eons out there?
Yes.
He's close as your next breath. Isn't that amazing? I like Nahum 1:7. God is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those that are trusting him. Aren't you glad he's not eons away from us? He's as close as your next breath. Isn't that something?
Yes,
and he wants
beautiful.
To show himself strong and mighty on your behalf.
Now, Bobby, you've seen the body parts room in heaven. And have you ever seen any other places? Has God caught you up and shown you other places in heavenly realms?
Yes, I got to go to the cross. You know, that was one of the most exhilarating and I was in my office and I'm sitting there and I was going to be preaching about the cross that next Sunday. And I'm there and I'm typing on some notes and I pull my chair a little bit closer to the desk. And as I'm pulling my chair a little closer, here's what I said: Lord, please make this more than mere words. I was talking about the message I was going to preach Sunday on the cross of Christ. And I made that little mumble, that little prayer. Lord, make this more than mere words. When I said that, I'm pulled up out of the office and I'm put down in Jerusalem. There's a mob coming down the street and here's Jesus bearing his cross. He walks within 30 feet from me, bearing his cross like this. And I'm awake. I'm going, no, this can't happen. But it was happening. And boy, the Lord walked right by me and I'm telling you, he turned and looked at me. When his eyes met mine, I fell down on the cobblestones, and I get up and follow Christ to the cross. And wow. Boy, that was something else. That's before Mel Gibson made the movie, The Power of the Cross. And so I wrote a little book about the cross. And churches got them and gave them out at the movie for people. But I'm feeling the cross. Oh, boy. He couldn't capture the smells and all the things that happened. But I got to go to the cross. And the cross is real. Isn't that
so
something?
We don't realize how much Jesus went through to pay for our sin, do we?
Right. He meant it when he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And boy, I'll tell you, that part where he cried out, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And because at that time, Jesus became the sin of every person in the world. And the Bible said God is of a pure eye than to behold iniquity. And so he had to turn his back. And that's when Jesus said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? But boy, I'll tell you what, listen, that's how much God loves us. And that's how much Jesus loves us, that they would pay such a price like that. For God so loved the world, he gave. I'm telling you what, we need a new appreciation of being children of the Most High God. And listen, it's amazing. And we're going to be studying about one of the things I'm going to be doing. When is it going to be, Carolyn, about the mystic mystery? I'm going to teach a whole series on mystic mysteries and sacred secrets that are now being released. Mystic, I'm telling you, God's going to show us some sacred secrets and mystic mysteries that are now being revealed. And so I'm going to be out. Do what? Memorial Day weekend. And where? Cincinnati, Ohio. And you can find it on our webpage. But now's the time. These secrets that have been capsuled for all eternity, said they have not been revealed until now. But I'm going to reveal those sacred secrets and those mystic mysteries. I'll show it to you straight out of the Bible.
I was just going to ask, is it words from the Bible that are just so present for now?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I'm going to put it on a big old teleprompter screen, and I'll show it straight to you from the Bible, where you can't say, well, no. The Bible says mysteries that have not been revealed, they did not get, the past generations didn't get them, but our generation will. So you'll have to get the people to look on our webpage and sign up for the mystic mysteries and sacred secrets that are now being released. I'm telling you, Deuteronomy 29:29 says the secret things belong unto the Lord, but the things that are revealed belong unto us and our descendants. So I'll tell you, there's no way they could gainsay it, because I take it straight out of the Bible and put it on the screen.
That's so amazing, Bobby. And I think the job of the Holy Spirit is, when we read the Bible, right, he can illuminate a passage that, I mean, may have been not exciting the last 50 times you read it, but then when it's something, that about the Holy Spirit.
I do too. I'm telling you, day and night the heavens utter his voice. Isn't that something? Yeah, day and night. One time years ago, I was just starting pastoring and didn't know much about hardly. And so it's a wonderful night down in Texas. And I'm laying in my pickup bed in my driveway looking at the stars. And it's a beautiful night. And so I'm just laying back on my pickup like this. And the Lord says, ask me to do something for you. I said, well, what do you want me to ask you? He said, what do you want to do? And out of my mouth, I said, I want to see that star fall out of the sky. And no sooner did it come out of my mouth, just the whole sky lit up like this. And my heart was beating so fast I could hear it in the truck. But anyway, see, God will show you things and do things for you to convince you, that he's who he says he is. Yes. And he is. And so let's get in the Word of God and let the Word of God get into us. And I tell you what, it's pretty amazing. We were there one time and got caught up into heaven. I like that. I like the fact that God has things that he wants to reveal to us. And I do pray that people will get the awe of God and the walk in the Spirit. And the biggest shepherd's rod we've ever done. God gracious. Can you believe it's 400 and, let me see, 406, 400, over 420 pages.
Wow, but anyway, Bobby.
It's something. And we put everything I could find from the Lord about it in there. And he wants us to know that we're moving into times and seasons and purposes and activities of God. And he's preparing a new way for a new day. And the old things are passed away. We're going to see an incentive happen where the saints of God are going to be bold and brave, and they're going to be bright shining lights. We're going to see miracles happen in airports and miracles happen in football games. Pretty amazing. Anything else?
So it's not just within the church. It's going to be outside of the church.
That's what we got to do. We're going to have to get the message outside the marketplace.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Bobby, when you share all of your books, are they only on bobbyconner.org? Or are they on Amazon, or only from your website?
They're on our web page, on our website.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Bookstore thing. All right. Okie dokie. A God demonstration of power. The awakened warriors will be awestruck. I'll tell you what, God's going to do something because sometimes we go, well, I've seen it all. We haven't seen nothing yet. We're going to be awestruck.
Right.
Shocked, Oh, man.
Yes.
I've had him to do that to me. Goodness.
Share.
Yeah. I'm just awestruck. And I'll tell you what, we can't be too familiar with God. You know what I mean? He wants us to stand in awe of him. And that awe of God talks about the reverential esteem of God and the worship of God. And so I think one of our problems is we're way too familiar with a God we barely know. But he's going to reintroduce himself. And so I think sometimes we're a little too casual.
Yeah, that's a good word. And I think it happens when we just kind of, if you cut yourself going through the motions, like I'm going to do this, it's just, everything. It's so good to be childlike and learn, continue to learn.
It really is. I appreciate the church here. My internet, the house was not doing well. Some people dug up the road or whatever they did and messed up the cable. So I needed somebody that had a strong internet. So these guys church, and there we are.
That's wonderful. Yes, thank you to church for giving Bobby a strong internet access today on the show.
And we got a strong internet. Yeah, but that's what we got to do. We got to preach the word, and we got to be doers of the word, and we got to enjoy Jesus. Yeah, really. Can you imagine all the things he's provided for us and prepared for us? Mm. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But he's revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches the deep things of God. Well, he will just search the deep things. Yes. And we can't fool God. We can't say, he knows us inside out. He knows every hair of our body, every thought in our mind. Isn't that amazing? And still loves us. Your friends won't. Sometimes they find trash on you. They distance themselves. But when the Lord sees you struggling, he draws near. Isn't that amazing? He's a friend that does what? Sticks closer than a brother. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. You don't have to sniff a line of this or swallow that, try to get rest for your soul. Just come clean with God. He'll move you from out of the drudgery of sin and move you to the high mountains of God.
That's right. Well, Bobby, would you pray for everyone watching?
I will.
The Holy Spirit leads.
I will. Lord Jesus, we pray right now that you would cause us to ascertain that hunger, that we would hunger and thirst for your presence in our life. And Lord, we want you to dictate what you want us to do. Here we are, Lord, send us. We're willing to do anything and everything you ask us to do. And Lord, help us, Lord, to really stand and be bright lights. We don't want to be stumbling blocks. We want to be stepping stones. Lord, bless the people. Help them, Lord, not to grow weary in well-doing. You said we would reap if we faint not. So, Lord, help the people to get a fresh breath, a fresh move. And, Lord, help them to be bold and brave and very courageous in Jesus' name. Amen. And brave and very courageous. Yeah.
Amen. Well, okay. Bobby, thank you so much for your time coming on and sharing just God's heart with us and filling us with so much scripture, as you always do. I don't know if anyone counted on the show today how many scriptures Bobby shared, but I'm going to say at least over 50, Bobby, at least over 50.
That's good.
Yes. And we just love you and Carolyn so much. And thank you to the church who opened up their doors so you can come and film today. And thank all of you for watching us. We love you so very much. May the Lord bless you. We will be here tomorrow. Donna Rigney will be on the program. Love Donna. So you guys won't want to miss tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.
This has been Elijah Streams. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Streams podcast at ElijahStreams.com, on Apple, and Spotify. Join us live every weekday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at ElijahStreams.com, Rumble, and Facebook. Elijah Streams is part of Elijah List Ministries. Go to ElijahStreams.com/give to become a partner today.